Hello?
Hi there. May I speak to Alicia?
What about?
Thank you, sir.
What about?
Oh, I see. Very well. My name is Oscar, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If she's not available, perhaps you can help me with the survey. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you so much. And let's continue. Are you 18 or and older or, and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or would you not vote?
Well, I'm tough to say right now. Call it 50-50.
50-50, very well. What is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
23,
thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Very well. Thank you, sir. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. What is your opinion on Mr. Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay. What is your opinion of public school teachers?
Say that again.
Public school teachers.
Well, 100.
100, okay, thank you. What is your opinion of woke culture or wokeism?
50-50.
50?
Yeah. No
opinion. Oh, okay. No opinion is a different. Let me enter as no opinion then. Thank you.
Yes, that's fine.
What is your opinion of Joe Biden from 0 to 100? 0. What is your opinion of charter schools?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your opinion of the U.S. Department of Education?
Like 25.
25, okay. What is your opinion of the National Education Association, or NEA?
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. What's your opinion on Moms for Liberty?
Well, I've never heard of them, so no opinion.
Never heard of them. Okay. And what is your opinion of public schools?
100. Public schools, the way to go.
Very, very well. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't really have an opinion because I'm in the area that I've lived. I've never had any experience with them.
So you cannot tell me if they are excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. If don't know, that's an acceptable answer. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Who would you say is better at educating, charter schools or public schools?
I would say it depends on a case-by-case basis, but generally speaking, I think public schools are better.
Public schools, okay. And would you say they are somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Much better, thank you. Okay, how important do you think it is for public school to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning it is very important for schools to prepare students. 5 meaning it is somewhat important for public school to prepare students on that topic. And 0 means it is not at all important for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 100. First topic is, Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. So how important do you think it's for public school to prepare the students on that topic from 0 to 10?
I get to 10.
10, okay. Next topic, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
How important? An 8. It's pretty important.
8, okay. Very well. And next topic, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Yeah, 10. I gotta go. So how many more are there?
We got a few more. We're halfway through right now, sir. Would you give me a few minutes more?
I'm sorry, but I gotta
go. Okay, I'll call you back at some other time, sir, so we can finish the survey.